We go to Jennifer Burke. She is the Deputy Director of Water Resources for the City of Santa Rosa. And Jennifer, welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Hi, good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always glad to have you. And we talked a little bit throughout the morning about some of the traffic changes that there will be in the Fountain Grove area, and all for a very pertinent reason. There is better news to talk about when it comes to Fountain Grove water, isn't there?
Yes. So I think many folks are aware that due to the fires, melting of plastics on the private side properties, as well as smoke, soot, and ash, got into the water system and resulted in a benzene contamination. That was a very unique situation. We have been doing a very methodical investigation for a number of months. And after taking over 6,000 samples, the data is looking really good and optimistic. And we've settled on a phased approach that's targeting where we found the highest levels of contamination. Mm-hmm. And that is in the water service line, which is the line that goes from the water main to the meter.
Okay.
And we're replacing all of those service lines in the Fountain Grove area. And that is part of why you have some traffic control in place today.
Okay, so that's phase one, is it, in terms of replacement of the water pipes?
Well, what we're doing is we're being driven by the data and really looking to see where there's contamination. And based on that data, we're replacing the service lines. And if there's any other parts of the system that we need to replace, we will be replacing those as well. Right now, the data continues to look very good. The water that's going to the remaining homes in the area, based on all the work that we've done to date, has met all regulatory requirements for a number of months. So it really is looking good, and we're optimistic that we may be able to resolve this in the coming months.
So this may not turn out to be the $42 million complete overhaul of the piping system that we thought it was going to be originally?
It's looking less and less likely that that's going to be needed. Again, we're definitely focusing on the data, and that's driving all of our decisions.
Yeah.
We're very optimistic that by replacing the service lines and possibly a few other targeted pieces of the infrastructure, we may be able to resolve the issue.
So once you've replaced those service lines, Jennifer, then you can help educate me. Then you will take continued samples of the piping or of the water that flows through them and beyond those replaced lines to make sure that that water is safe too?
Yes. So we have taken over 6,000 samples since we started this investigation, including every single service line to a property within the entire burn area.
Wow.
Based on that information and data, we've really understood what happened in the advisory area and that we're seeing the highest levels of contamination in those water service lines. We test the water weekly at all of the surviving homes in the advisory area, plus all of the fire hydrants in that area. And so we're continuously seeing data on a weekly basis. And once we replace all these service lines, we will be resampling every single one to confirm that that's resolved the issue.
And then is there a time period that you're looking at to retest those particular lines? I mean, do you have to do it over a certain period of time before you feel confident about it?
So the construction is completing this month, and as those service lines are replaced, they are being sampled to confirm and see that the contamination has been removed. We will be continuing to sample and have ongoing monitoring for a number of months, and we're continuing to finalize those details.
Well, it sounds very good. It sounds very promising. And what will it mean at this stage of the game, Jennifer, for people in the process of rebuilding in Fountain Grove?
So the good news is this doesn't affect the ability for folks to rebuild in the Fountain Grove area. So we're continuing to work on this issue. We also have a path that should anyone be able and ready to occupy their homes prior to us resolving the issue, we have on-site treatment that we would be able to implement for them. So there's nothing that affects folks rebuilding. And again, you know, we are very optimistic that we should be able to potentially resolve this issue in the next couple of months. So I think everything is continuing to be very positive for folks that are looking to rebuild.
Boy, that's got to be a huge sigh of relief for you at the Department of Water Resources, because this has been a huge nut to crack.
It has. It's been a long issue, and we are, you know, it's remained our top priority, and we're continuing to work on this until it's resolved.
And can you talk about, Jennifer, the 13 homes that we've been talking about since the fires, the people, so many of them have been living there without water for all of this time. What's their status?
Yeah, so we have been providing bottled water service to those 13 homes that are remaining in the area, as well as if they've needed additional water, we've been trying to provide that to meet their needs, and really just trying to answer any questions, provide information, and work to resolve this issue for them. So, you know, we're definitely optimistic, and things are looking good. So hopefully that they'll be able to return to using water normally very soon.
I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to not have running water for 10 months. Wow. It would be a complete change in lifestyle, that's for sure. And
well, they do have running water. It's just that they have limitations on what they can do with it.
Right.
So we're providing bottled water for drinking and cooking purposes.
Yeah. Yeah, they could probably write a book about that, I imagine. And so this is sounding very good. Do you have a projected hopeful date when you might be able to give the all clear?
So one of the things that we will be doing very soon, in early September, we will be having a meeting with our city council. It's tentatively scheduled for September 7th, which is a Friday, which is not their normal meeting day.
Right.
But we'll be providing an update as well as a timeline. And we're hopeful that in the next couple months, we should potentially be able to resolve the issue. So that's what the current timeline is looking like right now. Construction will be complete either later this month or mid-September, and we'll be continuing to provide updates at that meeting with the city council and also providing updates and information through our website, which, if anyone's interested, is srcity.org/WQ advisory, and that has all the information on the current investigation, repair, solution, as well as upcoming meetings that will be occurring.
So when you see traffic control in the Fountain Grove area today, this is what it's all about, the ongoing efforts by the city to get safe water into the Fountain Grove area on a permanent basis. And Jennifer, is there anything else we should know about this effort?
No, I think, again, I just, like I said, we're very hopeful with the data. It's looking really good, and more information will be shared very shortly.
Yeah, it sounds like very shortly, and it sounds like this situation being, for the most part, rectified might fall just as our one-year anniversary falls, too.
It's possible the timing could be around the same time.
Well, then I'll keep my fingers crossed, too, just in case. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much for sharing this information with us, and we will check back with you next month on the progress. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, that is Jennifer Burke. She is the Deputy Director of Water Resources for the City of Santa Rosa. So, very improving, much improving news as far as the water circumstance in Fountain Grove goes. They're not done yet. And as Jennifer mentioned, it's a very important part of testing the water beyond the service lines once those have been replaced, and doing that for a consistent amount of time. That will be really the final phase of making sure that water is safe for everybody in the Fountain Grove area.